A week ago today, the world was watching in horror as a tidal wave swept away whole towns. 6,500 people are confirmed dead, 10,000 others remain missing. But British rescue teams will fly home today. Pete Stevenson says there's nothing more they can do.
It's obvious to us now that the resultant tsunami obviously killed the people. If there had been anybody alive in the first couple of days, I'm sure the weather didn't help.
They'll leave behind a country with 2,500 shelters for homeless survivors and where experts are still worried about the risk of nuclear disaster. In Fukushima, experts are risking their lives in the hope of restoring power to the crippled plant today. Their bravery is being highlighted in Twitter and email messages from their families. One worker's daughter writes, "My dad went to the nuclear plant. I have never heard my mother cry so hard. Please, Dad, come back alive." Another daughter reveals food supplies at the plant are running out. She tells how her father has accepted his fate, much like a death sentence. Around the world, fundraising efforts are taking place. World-class violinist Taro Hakase will be performing in London. He says the news last Friday hit him hard.
I couldn't stop crying. And then I spent 2 days sending the message to people in Japan, because I didn't know what can I do.
At the same time as he's performing, the evacuation of Britons from Japan will begin, while aid from 116 nations goes into the country.